The machlokes later Rashi and Tosis where the yovel was noyig min haTorah mid rabbanan. The Mishnah says beferish there was yovel. Mishnah and Erechin says there was yovel b'zman b'asheni, but the machlokes Rashi and Tosis where the yovel was a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Where was that Tosis? It's over here somewhere. Zion somewhere. We'll have to get there.
It wasn't even Rove the second time.
Way not Rove. For sure it wasn't Rove. So I've been in Tom Holds. But since every shevet was represented, that's called Kol Yisrael. Here's the top Tosis, Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So Tosis insists that Yovel Bizman Baisheni was the Araisa. The Rabbeinu Tam insists, aye, there was hardly anybody. The last few lines in the top Tosis, Lamed Vav Amud Beis. V'yafakav sholoi olu kulam, choshev kol yoshveho. Why? Tosis says because all of the Shvatim were represented. Because every shevet was represented the Mikzas. But today we don't even have, we don't know who's represented. We don't know, nobody knows who's who. We know the Kohanim and the Levim. The rest of the people we don't know. We don't know who's who, so you can't say all of Shvatim.
Al-Sufik should be, maybe all the Shvatim are represented.
No, the Gemara says, is a machlokes later Rashi and Tosfos where the yovel was noyig min haTorah min derabbanan. The Mishnah says beferish there was yovel. Mishnah and Erechin says there was yovel bizman by sheni, but it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos where the yovel was a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Where was that Tosfos? It's over here somewhere. Zion, we'll have to get there.
It wasn't even rove the second time.
Way not rove. For sure it wasn't rove. So Abin and Tom holds, but since every shevet was represented, that's called Kol Yisrael. Here's the top Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So Tosfos insists that Yovel Bizman Bai Sheni was the Araisa. The Abin and Tom insists. Aye, there was hardly anybody. The last few lines in the top Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Beis. V'yafagav Shaloi Olu Kulam. Choshev Kol Yosheveho. Why? Tosfos says because all of the Shvatim were represented. Because every Shevet was represented the Mikzas. But today we don't even have. We don't know who's represented. We don't know. Nobody knows who's who. We know the Kohanim and the Levim. The rest of the people we don't know. We don't know who's who. So you can't say all of Shvatim.
Al Sufik should be maybe all the Shvatim are represented.
No, the Gemara says you gotta know. If they're not sure who they are, what they are, where they are, so the Yovel is not known. So Bizmancha Yovel Noyik, there's a din that if I sell a soda to somebody else, the soda is chayzeh b'yovel. Yeah. What do you mean I sell a soda to somebody else? And what if I give a soda b'matone to somebody else? I didn't sell it. What if I give a soda b'matone to somebody else? Is it also chayzeh b'yovel? They say, no, you can kiss it goodbye, you're not going to get it back. And the Chumash, it just says if you sell. So in Bechoris, on Daf Memtes, Daf Nun, that's a Mishnah, Machlekes Satanoim, in the Mishnah, Rav Meir and the Rabbanim. Where the matone ki mecher, or matana lav kimecha, then you get to this din. A mecher is chayze b'yovel, or stay achuza. If you sell it to somebody else, it's chayze b'yovel. So what if I gave a matana, I didn't sell it. So according to the Tanaim, hold that a mecher is chayze b'yovel. So what does that mean? When it says in the Chumash, if you hold a matana, is also chayze b'yovel. So why? But it says mecher. So the pshat is mecher doesn't mean mecher. Mecher means whenever there's das makman. Whenever there's a transfer. Even if you hold like the shita that a matana is not chayze b'yovel, only a mecher, so it's muchach in the sugi there, so mecher has a haychocha. It's muchach from the sugi there in Bechoris and Afnun, that it's lav davke mecher. It means a transfer where there's something in exchange. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be that he's paying me money in exchange. If there's some kind of a zet tachazeh, that's also called a mecher. If there's a das makne, and I get something in exchange, that's also labeled as mecha. What if I only get back tevis anor? Basically, I don't know. You gotta think. But in the Gemara is muchach like that. That if it's any kind of a zet tachazeh, if there's a das makna needed and there's a zet tachazeh, so that's called a mecha and it's chayze b'yovel. So that's what the Gemara had a dion in Amaroyim. Father had a son, stay achuz in Eretz Yisrael. The father had a stay achuz in Eretz Yisrael, and he dies. And let's say he has two sons. So they made a chalukah. When they make the chalukah, if you hold yesh breire, then we say it's igloyim milslam afreir that this hotel was aimed to be yours. This hotel was aimed to be mine. You didn't need any das makna. The Hilchas Yerusha worked bal korcha of the yorshim. So here later we negotiate. I'll take this. You'll take that. So it works out that I get this hotel Balkarchi, you get that hotel Balkarchi. It's not really Balkarchi because we had to negotiate who's going to get what, but after we decided who's going to get what, it's a Gloria Muslim affair with Zaymid Lakach. And since it was Zaymid Lakach, so the Din Yerusha says that we become Shutfim Tfusin Abayis for a year, and after we make the Chalukah, the Din Yerusha dictates that I get this hotel Balkarchi. So I get it, so there was nobody was makna anything to me. There was no Das Makna at all. It was a Zet Tachazet, I get this because you get that, but there was no Haknoah. But if you hold Ein Breira, that you can say Huvadolam Afreya. So it comes now. So the Hilchas Yerusha disappeared already. The father died a year ago. So you can't say the Hilchas Yerusha dictate that I get this hotel. So you need a Das Makna. So I'm Makna to you. You don't need a Kinyan. There's no Kinyan needed. L'choladeis. But I'm Makna to you. In exchange for which you're Makna to me. I'm not giving you for nothing. Well, I'm going to give you a hotel for nothing. So okay. I'm giving you an exchange. So that for Chol HaDeis is Chayza B'Yovel.
It means exchanging again.
So the Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Breire, then Avachim Shecholku Yorshim Heim.
So there's no
Chazar B'Yovel. If you hold Ein Breire, then Achmishachalk will be considered Lekuchas. What does it mean Lekuchas? They didn't. It's not really Lekuchas. They're Yorshim, they're not Lekuchas. Let's say there are differences. There are differences between Yerusha. Yerusha is Bal Kocha. So that's the Shiloh. What do you do? So that Rabbi Yechanan says here on the sixth line from the top. Why is Lekuchas? Because Rabbi Yechanan holds that Ein Breira. Rabbi Yechanan holds Ein Breira with respect to Dinim Deraisa, he holds Ein Breira. And this is an issue Deraisa, whether the Sod is Chayzel by Leha B'Yoyvel or not. So he says, Lekuchas Ein, and therefore there's going to be an issue. What are you going to, you got to do something in Yoyvel. So what do you do? So it's unclear. What does he mean? Machzir Mazelezeb, what do you do? So there are different shittas here. So some Rishonim say, it reverts back to the state of Tfusas Abayas, yeah. And we got to draw lots again, and maybe I'll get, I'll win the same hotel, and maybe I'll lose.
Negotiate again.
Maybe I'll win, maybe I'll lose.
All the three brothers can agree. They have to do nothing.
They can agree to leave everything the way it is. But if anyone wants to be in action and doesn't want to agree, then if one brother insists that he wants to have a gyro, you got to do the gyro all over again. It may turn out he's going to win the same hotel that he had from the beginning, and it may turn out that he won't win the same. That's one sheet. That's what it sounds, I think, from the Rambam. One of the Rishonim says it reverts back to the Tfusas Habayis. You undo the Mekach part. You undo the Lekuchas. But the Tfusas Habayis, you revert back to Tfusas Habayis. So whatever they do, so you make another Chaluk all over again. Other Rishonim say no. The Chaluk remains the way it is. I give you. Let's say the two brothers, the three brothers. I don't know what you do. If they're two brothers. So I give you back one hotel, I give you a hotel, and you give me back the other hotel. If we decide that we want to leave it the way it was, then we'll give back again.
But it's not Yerusha anymore.
Never Yerusha. We consider both sodas as a stay mikneh. So stay mikneh, you got to give back. There's a mitzvah, you got to give back. So I have to give it back. Who can I give it back to? Give it back to the brother. He has to give back to me. If they're three brothers, so they have to give zechanet. So who's going to... Everybody has to come out winning one hotel, and everybody has a mitzvah to give back to somebody. So we have to arrange who's going to give back to who.
But it's continuity.
Yeah.
But then you have to. So therefore, what you say is that the yorshim, and if they take it out from the corporation of the family, all the time it does never belong to the to each one of them. It belongs to the survivors.
Temporarily, it belongs. Let's say I buy a field from you. And 5 years later comes Yovel. So it belonged to me for 5 years, then I give it back to you. Right. So it belonged to me temporarily. That's what we call Kinyan Peiris. Mm-hmm. When you buy a field in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shah Yovel Noi. Bizman is that you buy a field, you keep it Leon Avoid. But Bizman Shah Yovel Noi, you buy a field, you don't keep it Leon Avoid. So that's called a Kinyan Peiris. Temporarily, I have the right to Achilas Peiris, but basically it still belongs to you. Basically, the Kinyan Aguf is yours. You're going to get it back.
It belongs to the family partnership.
So here it belongs to the Tfusas Habayis.
And then 50 years later, again, it goes back to again.
I don't understand why. So there are three shot in here. Maton is the machlokes, but you hold Maton Kimecha, Maton Alav Kimecha. Maton is the machlokes, but this is more than Maton. This everybody would agree. If you hold Ein Breira and you need a Das Makne, it's a Zetach Hazeh here. I gave you a hotel not for nothing, because you gave me a hotel. Everybody's winning and losing.
It's not giving, because it's not meant to give.
Still, that's called the Zetach Hazeh, so that's called Mecher. That's called Mecher, L'chol HaDeis, that's Chayza B'Yoyim.
It's giving the Tavis Anorai.
Yeah. It's more than a Tavis Anorai, it's a hotel.
No, it's a hotel. They each one own the same rights, the same amount of money.
Okay.
It's not giving the hotel. The hotel belongs to him.
Okay.
It's only giving him his railroad to have the place.
Right.
He traded his one shirt from three for one hotel by himself.
Right. Yeah. So again, Nochemal, just to review, if you hold Yesh Breire, so each one is a Yoyresh. So nobody gives anything back when it comes Yovel. He's a Yerush. It says stay achuzah. It's not a stay mikneh. But if you hold Ein Breira, that's how we paskin. Ein Breira with respect to dinam deraisa, then we hold like Rabbi Yechanan that what achmish chalkul gachazim u'machzir mizalazeh b'yovel. What does it mean? Machzir mizalazeh b'yovel. So there are three shitas. The Sam Rishonim say it reverts back to the state of tfusas habayis, and we make a chaluk all over again. Others say, why should you make a chaluk all over again? The chaluk is shen gemachkevan. So you leave it that there are going to be three separate hosts. Let's say there was more than, let's say there were six hotels. The father had 3 tons, but six hotels. So one got a hotel in Alaska and a hotel in Vancouver. One got a hotel in California and Arizona. One got an Eretz Yisrael in New York. So when you revert back, you revert back to the very beginning, and now we're going to divide everything all over again from the very beginning. You say, no, those two hotels, that's one unit, and then we've got to draw lots now. Who's going to get this unit? But you don't go all the way back. So some Rishonim say you go back to Tfusas Habayis, go back to scratch. If the father just died now in Yovel, and you start all over again. If they want to, they can agree to the previous arrangement. If someone wants to be an action, all you need is one action, then you got to start making chalukah all over again. Other Rishonim say no. Why should you undo the original chalukah to the units? You undo the mekach part, that I get A, you get B, he gets C. But why should you undo that this is A and this is B, that these two hotels go together and those two hotels, so that you leave, you just machzir mzal zebi yovel, everybody has. Rashi doesn't seem like he says either of them. The simple reading of Rashi, anar daf lukuchah saying, an chafeyam and aleph,
there
are eight lines from the top. Dein brere, dike lamechesh chelik shenat al zeho yiroi liyoch vechlifu v'hayna lekicha, it's a mekach, mekach is chayze bi yovel. Now, the chayze b'yoyva l'tchilasay, read it slowly. The chayze b'yoyva l'tchilasay, you revert back to the way it was in the beginning. Mishom mitzvahs yoyvel. It's a mitzvah. But then, v'hadu shakli kinemekara. Everybody gets back to the same hotel that he had before.
So what?
Go through the motions. Just af yetzit tzai. This hotel, I got this hotel in Florida, you got in the mountain, he got in California. So when it comes Yovel, it's a mitzvah of Yetzir design. I sign over the lease to you, then you got to give it back to me. So just off Yetzir design. The mitzvah of Yovel requires... That's what the simple translation of the word sounds. So the Mashal writes, the Rashi didn't mean it. Huh?
What is happening is that they each take a piece, like they did at the beginning.
Right.
They take the same
thing. Right, that's what the Marshal interprets Rashi like you said. But one could perhaps read the Rashi not like the Marshal. Because he says, Bishom mitzvahs yayvel. What do you mean, Bishom mitzvahs? He should say, Bichayze biyayvel etchilasai, v'ad acholkim. So it may be that Rashi meant to say, Bishom mitzvahs yayvel af yaitzit tizayin mitzvah daf an epis tana hachzaras adus yayvel. But then everybody gets back what he had before.
We had a similar Gemara before. When he gives him the money and then he says to him, I forgive you the interest on the loan and I don't want it. And he says, no, I want to give it back to you. Okay.
By Shmita we discussed. There's the sheet of the Arzaruah. And Hagos Ashri on the side of the Rosh on Daf Lamed Zion, I think, he quotes, if I'm not mistaken, no, it's not here. Then it's in Avodah Zorah. It's not here. It's in Maseches Avodah Zorah. There's a long, in the first parak, there's a long Hagos Ashri. He quotes a long quotation from the Ozurah. Let's say I lent you $1,000, so when it comes Shemitah, I'm not allowed to ask you for the money. But the Gemara says you're supposed to offer the money back to me. What if you're not interested in offering the money back to me? So the Ozurua says, I can get the police, and they're going to beat you up till you say, Kofun Makanos Hashem, right, Zani? And he has to come to me and he has to say, I want to give you back the money. Then I say, thank you very much, and I put the money in my pocket. So the Ozurua says, no, I have to say Mishamitani. Well, I don't want to say Mishamitani. So he says, you get the Bezne, they beat me up, and I got to say Mishamitani, I got to give it back. And then,
you have to say
Afal Pichein. So what if you don't want to be a nice guy, you don't want to say Afal Pichein. So the Ezra says, they beat you up, then you got to say Afal Pichein. So he says, the whole thing is just an act. And Lamaisa, he has to pay back the money, whether he likes or not. The Bezdin's going to force him to, he's mechuyif to pay the money, I'm mechuyif to say Mishamatani, he's mechuyif to say Roitzani, Afal Pichein, I want to give it back. That's the Ozarua has like that. It's like Reis Lechidish. So some read that, some understood that's the simple reading of Rashi. The Marshal on the bottom of the Marshal does not read like that. He says the way you said, what does that mean? Shom mitzvahs yayvel. But the simple reading of Rashi sounds perhaps that's what he's driving at.
As you said before, again, that Rishus Habayis, the moment they divide the three hotels, they don't exist anymore. This corporation, this Rishus was liquidated, it doesn't exist anymore. It only existed for the purpose to divide the hotels, so therefore there's nobody to give it back to.
So you should revert back what to the Tfusa Sabai?
The Sabai doesn't exist anymore because it liquidated itself.
So what do you do?
You keep it. You have to give it back. That's what I mean. There's let's say I bought from family hotel and there's no family. There's nobody left. It goes back to nobody.
If you would have been a Tana, okay, but the Gemara says not so. The Gemara says, no, okay. Rav Tana who followed. No, but the Gemara says if you hold, what did the Gemara say? If you hold Aim Brere, then you got to do something. You got to do something. We're just not sure what you have to do. Whether you go back to Tfusas Habayis and then you divide everything all over. It's a good Tekasha. I don't know the answer.
Then you sell somebody that feels also no more yours. You don't have it. But then it comes back to you.
You like the other Rishonim, that it doesn't make sense to say go back to the Tfusas Habayis. Tfusas Habayis is gone and forgotten. Okay, so you can say you'll go back.
There's no Yovish. Let's say you bought buy from somebody, there's nobody left in the family. You don't give it back.
Yeah, but still it says over here that you do give back. So you don't give back to Tfusas Habayis, you give back to each other. Okay. You have an argument why you don't like those Rishonim who say that you revert back to the Tfusas Habayis. Tfusas Habayis can't come back Yesh Meyayin. It's a Shtarke Tayin, a very Shtarke Tayin. Tfusas Habayis is a special din. It doesn't apply by Stam Shutfim. It's only by Yorshim. When someone died and they're equal Yorshim, there's a special Chaloshem of Tfusas Habayis. So if they already divided it, how can you revert back to a status of Tfusas Habayis later?
49 years later,
yeah, but they still have a halas yoshim. That's how they got.
But he has a shtarke tain. How can you revert back to Tfusas Habayis once it was undone? So it's more mistaken to say with the other pshatim. But there were three pshatim here. There are three possible pshatim. What does it mean? Machzirim zelazebiyavu. What exactly are you supposed to do?
I have trouble understanding why the whole concept of Yerusha is involved in Ein Brera. Because from a Yerusha point of view, it makes no difference whether it's today, the Chalukah, or a year from today. Why do you say the Tfusas Habayis finishes after a year?
No.
Tfusas Habayis doesn't finish. Tfusas Habayis ends when they make a Chalukah.
When they make the Chalukah.
Whenever they make a Chalukah.
Why is it the question of Brera, Ein Brera?
No, but the Shaila is like this.
Who gets which?
If the father dies and he only has one son, so that one son gets the whole Yerusha, whether he likes it or not, he gets it Balkorcha. That's the din of Yerusha. It goes Balkorcha. Father dies, he has three sons. So you can't say, I get this, you get that. We get everything all together, Tfusas Habayis. Then 5 years later, 10 years later, we divide. So the father's not dying now. The father died already 10 years ago.
But the Inyan of Yerusha is still there.
No. So the Gemara says, now there's no more Din Yerusha. The Din Hilchas Yerusha Chal at one split second, B'Shas Misa. The Zivin Machlek Zabai V'Rova, when a Hilchas Yerusha Chal? B'Shas Misa, Olach HaGmar Misa. Machlek is in the end of Baba Basra at one split second, after the death, or simultaneous with the death.
But
I forgot about it, some kind of an afkamina. I forgot. Yeah. In the end of Bava Basra, there's some kind of an afkamina. I forgot already what it is. But there is an afkamina. So if it's 10 years later that we're making the Chalukah, you can't say that the Hilchas Yerusha will accomplish that this Sada is mine. There's no more Hilchas Yerusha. Whatever didn't happen then is not going to happen now. So if you hold Yesh Breire, that I can label Huvra Dovah Lamafreya, that this hotel is aimed to be mine, then I can say that the Hilchas Yerusha accomplished two things. Number one, that all the three hotels belong to all of us for 10 years, a Tfusas Habayis for 10 years. And number two, that after the 10 years period is up, and we make a halukah, that this one, it was always aimed to be mine. So the Misa Sa'av, the Misa Samorish accomplished, that after we'll make the halukah, this should be only mine, and that should be only yours. But if you hold Ein Brera, that you can't label that it's Oymed Huvra Adon Rafael, it was always Oymed Lekach, by the Yesh, by the Sof Tumalotzes, and by the Tanya Gerlis Amedes Leshchite, you can't say Huvra Adon Rafael here either, that this hotel was Oymed to be mine. Then you can't say that the Hilchas Yerusha accomplished B'Shaito, that this hotel should be mine. Mechatesa, why was this hotel Oymed to be mine? So they're going to say, well, now it's Oymed to be mine. left off in the middle of the Gemara on Daf Kaf Hamid Beis on the topic of Breira. There is a machlokes hatanai, whether yesh breira or ein breira, a famous machlokes. This Gemara on Chof Hei Omer Aleph, going over to Hamid Beis that we learned so far, there's going to be more Gemara on Chof Hei Omer Aleph that we didn't begin yet. But this Gemara is treating one aspect of breira, the hainu tanai. There is an institution of Tanai. A man, let's say, is Mekadosh HaSeisha al HaTanai, that it knows, and if it doesn't know, the Kedushin should not be Chal. Or a man makes an Erev Tchumen to go to this direction, his Tchum Shabbos should be here, provided that the Chacham will come to that direction, and if not, then he doesn't want the Tchum to be that direction, he wants to stay home, or he wants the Erev to be in the other direction, whatever. So he's doing, such an institution is a Tanai. You can make HaParashas Trum Alat Tanai, you can make a Mekach HaMemkar Alat Tanai, you can do things Alat Tanai. And that's learned out from Parshas B'nei Godim Nei Ruvin, that they gave B'nei Godim Nei Ruvin, Eivra Yard, and Alat Tanai, Im Yavru Nesatan, if they participate in the war effort in conquering Eretz Yisrael from the Laman Aleph Malachim. So half of the Tanoim understand that the institution of Tanai only works. Left off in the middle of the Gemara on Daf Kaf Hamid Beis on the topic of Breira. There is a machlokes hatanai, whether yesh Breira or ein Breira, a famous machlokes. This Gemara on Chof Hei Omer Aleph, going over to Hamid Beis that we learned so far, there's going to be more Gemara on Chof Hei Omer Aleph that we didn't begin yet. But this Gemara is treating one aspect of Breira, the Hainu Tanai. There is an institution of Tanai. A man, let's say, is Mekadosh HaSeisha Al HaTanai, that it snows, and if it doesn't snow, the Kedushin should not be Chal. Or a man makes an Erev Tchumen to go to this direction, his Tchum Shabbos should be here, provided that the Chacham will come to that direction, and if not, then he doesn't want the Tchum to be that direction, he wants to stay home, or he wants the Erev to be in the other direction, whatever. So he's doing, such an institution is a Tanai. You can make HaPrashas Trum a la Tanai, you can make a Mekach HaMemkar a la Tanai, you can do things a la Tanai. And that's learned out from Parshas B'nei Godim Ne'ruvin, that they gave B'nei Godim Ne'ruvin, Eivar Yard, and a la Tanai, Im Yavru Nesatim, if they participate in the war effort in conquering Eretz Yisrael from the Laman Aleph Malachim. So half of the Tanoim understand that the institution of Tanai only works if it's yes or no. If it's yes or no. I say, if it rains, Hari Emu Kodeshes, if it doesn't rain, not. But if I say, he gives his wife a get, I say, Hare Zagitech, the get should be chal. The only question is, when is it going to be chal? Is it going to be chal now, tomorrow, the day after? So he says, the morning that I die. No, you don't know when it's going to be, the morning that he dies, till after he dies, then in retrospect, you know when the morning was. So that's a machlokes satanaim, or he says to the sefer, write a get, Lishmoy has two wives. He's going to divorce one of the two wives with the same name. Both wives have the same name. So he says, write a get from my wife, Rochel Bas Elio, and he didn't decide yet which wife he's going to divorce. He's going to decide later. So this is also a kind of a tanai. He says, write a get for this wife if I decide I want to divorce her, and if I decide I want to divorce the other one, it should be lishmo for the other wife. So here also you're dealing with a tanai, but this is a different kind of a tanai. It's not yes or no. Yes. It's yes and yes, but it's the question is, the zman ha-chalois, when is the get going to be chal? Or the nature of the chalois, is the get going to be lishmo for this wife or for that wife? So that's a machlekes ha-tanai. Do you have a right to learn that now from Parshas B'nei Godim Ne'ruvin? That's a machlekes. It's not dum yed B'nei Godim Ne'ruvin. You learn from B'nei Godim Ne'ruvin, they were dealing with karka, real estate. There is the soul, Eva Yad. So you don't say that you can't make a tanai on the Talfilim. Let's say I sell you an automobile a la tanai that it rains, and if it doesn't rain, not. So you're going to say, no, the din of tanai only works on karka, doesn't work on the Talfilim. That's ridiculous. You can be mafresh trum a la tanai also. You can't say tanai only works in the Middle East, it doesn't work in America, it doesn't work in Asia. Mechatesa, why not? Tanai works all over. You don't say it has to be dumya de b'nei godim ne'ruvin dumya. But this, half of the tanai hold it. That's how we pass them. This is not dumya de b'nei godim ne'ruvin. It's not that it's yes or no.
It's more than that. It's missing al lishmo here, which we don't need b'nai god b'nai ruvin.
That's not the question.
No. If you would need lishmo,
pointed out. Over here, the Gemara has a svara that even if you hold in general yesh breira by get, it could even be worse because of lishmo. But let's take the other case. Let's take the case. The man is mafresh trumas amaisris. He says the wine, Erev Shabbos ben Ashmashis, it's late. So he says, the wine that I will designate after Havdolah, Matzoi Shabbos, is the Truma. I want those droplets of wine to already become Truma now, before Shabbos begins. So here it's not an issue of Lishma, and still it's a Machlokes HaShaila in Tanoim, whether you say Yesh Breira, Rein Breira. So what's the Shaila? Because in every Tanoim you have to have a hen and you have to have a lav. If this, it should be Chal, and if not, it should not be Chal. Here it's not a hen and a lav, it's a hen and a hen. If yes, I want it to be Chal on this droplets of wine, and if it's like this, I want it to be chal on those droplets of wine. So that's a machlokes satanaim. Maybe that's how we paskin. It's not dumi de b'nei godim ne'ruvin. So that's not able to be learned out from Parshas Tanai that appears in the Chumash. So here the Gemara was asking kashis about the seven lines from the bottom of Chafei Medala. Rabbi Sharshi is asking kashis on Rover. Rava says it doesn't make a difference whether it's Tehle B'das Atzma, Tehle B'das Acherim regarding the Din of Breira. If you hold from Breira, if you hold Yesh Breira, then it works even Tehle B'das Atzma. And if you hold Ein Breira, it's not good even Tehle B'das Acherim. So Rav Sharshi is asking Kashis against Rava, there seem to be Tanoim who are Mechalek between the two. So he, in one of his Kashis on Amud Beis, we're on the fifth line from the top. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rami Sharshi, Alei Rava, he has another kasha, Harab Shimon. First he has a kasha from Rav Yudah. Now he has a kasha from Rav Shimon. You see that the Tana Rav Shimon Baichoi makes a distinction, not like Rava said, it's all the same thing, Telab Das Atzim, Telab Das Achim. See, Rav Shimon does make a distinction, Dahainu, Tayla b'das atzma leislei brera, tayla b'das acherim islei brera, how do you see? Tayla b'das atzma leislei brera hodi amoran. That's on the top line. That Mishnah that we had, the fella has a bottle of wine that's vaday not gemaisit, because he bought it from the kusin. And it's Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashis. And he poshe doesn't have time, he has to run to shul. He doesn't have time to go be mafrish for trumas and maisis now. So he makes a declaration, he says, whatever I will designate on Matzoi Shabbos as truma, whatever I'll set, put aside as truma, but he wants to drink the wine on Shabbos, it's not going to help, he's going to be mafrish Matzoi Shabbos. So he says, I already wanted those droplets of wine, I want them now, wherever they happen to be, in a big container, b'chol makom sheim, I want them to be truma, to become truma right now. So it won't be clarified, it won't be designated, you won't know which one became truma until after Shabbos. Can you say, igloyim muslim afreyo or not? So Rameyer said, yes, that was on the top line of Chafem and Beis. Rameyer says, it's good. And all the three Tanoim disagree. Rab Yudah, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon, Oisrim, they all disagree. And the assumption was that all three disagree because they hold Ein Breira. The Gemara said right before the Mishnah, Chafav and Merale, no, different reason. Shemi Yiboka, no. A different concern. He may drink up all the wine and then the rest of it will spill out. They may turn out that there won't be anything left at the end. Won't be anything left. If I'll never designate anything as truma, so there won't be anything that could become a glowing Muslim afraid about. So the whole thing will be levatola. The whole thing will be for sure. The holidays it won't be chal.
He's not allowed to take Shabbos off.
Not permitted, right? Not permitted. Bein Hashmashes, Taisis quoted the top Taisis on Amud Beis. Bein Hashmashes, if it's demai, you're allowed to, because demai is a suffix, whether it's gemaisa or not, and Rav Amor it's armasrim. And Ben Ashmoshes is a suffix, so something like a sex faker. So that you're allowed to. But if it's Vaday Tevel, Emasin is a Vaday. You're not permitted to be Mafrish Vaday Tevel Ben Ashmoshes. So Taisa said, you're not allowed to be Mafrish if you make a Kfiya Smokham now. I say, this bottle should be Chuma, a bottle of wine, tea, you're not Mafrish Chuma. So he says, a bottle of wine, a bottle of oil, this should become Chuma for all the other 49 bottles that are on the table. So if I designate which one, that's a violation. Of Eim Afrishim Shumas Amais, Eim Agdim Shumas Amais is B'Shabbos. But if I make a Hafrosh and I didn't make a clear-cut designation of the Kfiya Smokim, if I just say 1% of all the oil should become Shumas, so that's Garnish Vet, that's nothing. He didn't say where. He didn't say where it should be. But if I say the 1% that I'm going to set aside after Havdalah Matzai Shabbos should already become Shumas now. So since now I didn't designate any Kfiya Smokim Mesuyam, so that's what Taisus explained. That's not a violation of the halacha that you're not permitted to be mafrish. Trumas and maisis v'shamas. So that's why he's doing it over here like that. That's why he makes it with the brayer. He says, Shnei lugim shani also lahafrish. The 2% that I'll be mafrish on Matzai Shabbos should already become truma now. So the Gemara thinks like this. Reb Shimon is one of the three Tanaim who osrim. Reb Yudah, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon osrim. The Gemara thought the reason why they're osrim is because they think ain brayer. And that's a case of Tayla B'das Atzmo. The person who bought the wine, the Frumi Yid, bought from the Amoret, not from the Kusi, not from the Amoret. The Frumi Yid bought from the Kusi says, the wine that I'll designate after Shabbos is over is Truma, should already become Truma. So it's up to him to designate. He can shake it all up. He can decide this barrel, that barrel, he can decide whatever he wants. So that's called Tayla B'das Atzmo. So you see the Reb Shimon holds, whenever it's a Tayla B'das Atzmo, he says, I'm going to make up my mind on Matzoi Shabbos which barrel of wine I want to become Truma, which barrel of wine I want to become Meiser. So Reb Shimon says, he don't say, Igloi Milsalem Afreya, Ein Breirim. And nonetheless, Reb Shimon holds that Teilu B'das Acherim, he holds Yesh Breirim. Where do you see that he holds Yesh Breirim? So to demonstrate this, Rabbi Sharshia quotes a Breise, a famous Breise. That's a different style of Breirim. It's not the way we're used to so far in Breirim. There are many different cases of Breirim. So far we were discussing all the cases of Breira where there is no hen v'lav, it's hen v'hen. I'm giving my wife a get that should be chal 9 o'clock in the morning of the day that I will die. You don't know when I'm going to die. So when I die, so the get is chal that morning. So it's not that's known till later that it's going to be, it's a glory Muslim afreya that morning the get was chal. So this manach alois is not known until later and then it's determined retroactively. So that it's hen to hen, it's yes, the get is vada, gonna be chal, just don't know when the shas chalois get is gonna be. So that was an issue of Breira. He certainly is mafrish tumas maisis, you don't know which droplets of wine. Is it chal on this, on that? This will be determined later, retroactively. He's making a get for sure, he's making a get. Doesn't know whether this wife or that wife. So the nature of the chalais is unclear. So far, those were all the cases of Brera, or the other Gemara in Erevin that Tosis quotes. He heard that this is a strange case. Tosis works hard just to figure out what the map looks like. There are three cities. I live in the middle city. And it's chutz l'tchum for me to go to this city, and it's chutz l'tchum, there's a city to the right and a city to the left. It's a little bit chutz l'tchum, just a little bit chutz l'tchum to go here, and it's a little bit chutz l'tchum to go there. If I'll leave a box of matzahs, then I'll be able to go there, but I won't be able to go there. If I leave a box of matzahs halfway over here, I'll make an erev chum, and I'll be able to go there, but I won't be able to go there. Now, I don't know where the darshan is going to come to you. Apparently this person is interested in hearing the Rav's drasha. Some people are interested in running away from the drasha, and some people are interested in running towards the drasha. They want to go away? Okay. So either he wants to go to the drasha or to run away from the drasha, one or the other, to the chazan, away from the chazan, whichever. Something like that. So he doesn't know yet that an Erev Shabbos, or the Gemara has a case, it isn't even designated. Nobody even knows. Nobody even knows, even the Chacham doesn't know yet where he's going to go. So Tosis can't visualize where is the Chacham on the map. Where is the Chacham located? That the Chacham is going to make up his mind Shabbos morning whether he's going to go here or here.
Where is he?
The rabbi also is an Orthodox rabbi. So the rabbi can't go chutz l'tchum. So where is he? Where's the rabbi?
Why do I have to involve the darshan? Huh? Why can't we just stay with the Breire? The fellows that want to, it's not yet determined at the beginning of Shabbos.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Not only he doesn't know. No. Let's say if I don't know, but it already is determined, so that's not an issue of Breira. It already is determined now. So I say, whichever direction the Chacham has in mind to go now, that's where I want my area to go.
He has the same distance distance to either one, but he is so far away from the left or the right.
So piece of a straight line.
Not a straight line. You have to say like this, there are two cities, and I live on the bottom.
Yeah, right.
And I live so far away from both cities, it's chutz l'tchum. If I make an area halfway here, I can go there. If I make an area. And the Chacham lives on the top of the triangle, close to Chacham to both. Okay, Chacham. So the Chacham himself, okay, so that places an Erevin, draws that diagram to touch up the case. So the Gemara there also, he knows that the Chacham is going to give it, or the Chazan is going to give a performance, either in this Kehillah or in that Kehillah. And he's going to get word. How's he going to find out on Shabbos, basically, from the Hashkama Minyan? How's he going to find out which city the Chazan is? Ofer Shamayim, whatever, newspaper, whatever it is. So he's going to find out somehow on Shabbos morning, the Rav or the Chazan is going to make up his mind there on Shabbos morning where he's going to go. Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmar says he didn't even decide yet. So this Balaba says, in Yavah Chacham LeMizrach, Eruvi LeMizrach. So nothing is determined yet until later. So I want it. He wants the Erev to be Chal. Whatever it'll be determined later, that's what he wants now. So that's also a case of Brera that fits into our style. He for sure is making an Erev Et Chulin. It's not that if the Chacham comes, I want the Erev. If he doesn't come, I don't want the Erev. No. He's for sure making an Erev Et Chumen. The only shayla is he making this one or that one? But for sure he's making an Erev Et Chumen. So whenever...
You can't have only one Mokum.
So everybody has to have one Mokum.
Kviyas Mokum.
So either your Mokum is where your home is, where your food is, or you put a box of matzah somewhere else, and you kaveh a Mokum, you want to be kind of shvist over there.
So assuming you had no Chacham. Assuming he just had a regular case and he didn't know where he wanted to take a walk with his wife.
And he can go 2,000 times, all around the circle.
But usually we paskin, there's a machlokes, we paskin eima arvin ela the dvar mitzvah. This dreidel that we allow you to put a box of matzahs and wherever your food is considered as if that's your mokum, and mainly you have alpai mama around that mokum, this whole dreidel is only a kula. In a case when he wants to go, he wants to go for a drosha sachacham, for a sheva brachas, to visit the Rebbe, something like that, to do a dvar mitzvah. Sometimes also a mitzvah, okay, sometimes also a mitzvah, but it says it has to be a dvar mitzvah, it shouldn't be a dvar asher. Okay.
The could be any place, it doesn't have to be
there. Okay, but it has to be a dvar mitzvah, yeah. So all the cases that we had, all the famous cases of Breire, most of the famous cases of Breire of Tanai are when you don't really have a hen v'lav. In a Tanai you have to have hen v'lav, and you have to have hen kodem v'lav, and so on. Here you have a hen to hen. It's either this Erev or that Erev. It's not the...
Either this one or the one.
Yes or no. It's either this or that. So far they're all the same style. Till you get to this Braisa. This Braisa is already a different kind of a Tanaya Breira. The Tanya, four lines from the bottom of Chofem and Beis, the Tanya. A man is Mekadosh and Isha. No good. So let him be Mekadosh and Isha. Because therefore, Bishtar, no. Neshken no Malamesh. He's Mekadosh Bibiya. You're not permitted to be Mekadosh Bibiya. So he's over on the Issa. The Gemara says that Rav would give Makas Mardis for somebody who would be Mekadosh Bibiya. This is before the days of Rav.
Is that he lets other people know that he's going to do it that way?
Yep.
Or is it a secret?
No, he has to have the Eidim. So the Gemara says you don't have to have the Eidim in the bedroom Amish, but you have the Eidim outside. And we say, Hein, Hein, Eidi Yichud, Hein, Hein, Eidi Biya. But that's a pritzus, the Gemara says. That's a pritzus. You should tell the Eidim that they should stay outside. He's going to be Mekadosh Bibiya. In the days of the Gemara, it was considered a pritzus. Maybe today they consider everything a mitzvah, but it's considered a pritzus. So the Gemara quotes a brisa, Hareni boy alayich hamanoshe yirtza abo. He's going to be Mekadosh Bibiya, but only on the condition that the girl's father is masking to the shidduch. Either his father or her father should be masking to the shidduch. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, what do you do? So what's going to be if either her father, his father, is not masking to the shidduch? So it'll turn out the Gemara Muslim afraid the kedushim was not chal. So what's blight with the biya? So bilas nus. So the Tanakhama says that's ridiculous. Afal pi shalei ratzah ha'av mikudeshes. That's ridiculous. What are you going to say? He really meant it. Only if the father agrees to the shidduch, the father disagrees, doesn't want the shidduch. So what is he doing at Bias Nus? No, we assume eight on the most of Bias Nus. A religious person wouldn't do such a thing, and he certainly had a mind. He wants the kedushin to be chal, even if the father is not masking. Ah, he said on the condition the father is not. He hopes that the father is going to be masking. If the father is not masking, he's going to be kedushin anyway.
But he's saying I'm the nuns.
So the Tanakhama says you don't translate it. Under these circumstances, he cannot translate. He cannot possibly understand Almanas like that. He doesn't mean it. And the next Tana says no. He said it and he meant it. Yeah. And the next Tana, Rab Shimon ben Yehudai Mishum Rab Shimon, says in the name of Rab Shimon ben Yehudai that it's not so. Ratzav mikudeshes le ratzav ene mikudeshes. How can you machaveka tonight? The man said beferish almanas. He clearly meant it should be tali zebizeh. So he says it depends. If the father is in agreement, then he is mekudesh. So you don't just make such a declaration. Ain't on the must be lost.
He didn't think that he would
disagree.
Some amelia he's.
But he knows he does not control over the father. He knows that maybe yes, maybe
no. But it's not mamish nus. It's a possible nus.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
but if he's
the machlek, is that right?
If he's mekadosh Bibi, he's not such a fine person that shouldn't be.
So that's the machlek, Zatanaim. They all agree, ain't on a must be lost, be lost news. In other areas, we say like that, ain't on a must be lost news, and therefore, umdinus. But the shaila over here, he said he's mekadosh almanas. So the Tanakham says, even so, it's such a strong umdinus, ain't on a must be lost, be lost news. We say he couldn't have possibly meant it tonight. And Reb Shimon says no. He says in Mefurish tonight he meant what he said. So the Gemara understands that there's an issue of Breira here. If you all like the Tanakhama that he didn't mean it tonight, says, no, it's not, nothing to do with Breira. Breira means a tonight that doesn't work because it's not similar enough to B'nai Gadim Nei Reuven. So the next time Reb Shimon holds that it's a tonight, and even though it's not so similar to B'nai Gadim Nei Reuven, he holds Yesh Breira. What does it have to do with Breira? Here the two alternatives are yes or no. There's not yes or yes, what's the nature of the chalos, what's the zman chalos, is it this tchum, is it that tchum? No, here's simply yes or no. So what does this got to do with Breira? So that's what the Rishonim explained, there's a long Ramban here. That's what the Rishonim explained, there's another kind of a Breira. The way we usually learn, if you wouldn't have learned this Gemara, this is in Ksuba Zayin Gimel over here, that the Gemara says this is an issue of Breira. If you learn just the other Gemaras in Erevin and the Gemaras in other Mesichtes, you would have given the definition that we were working with so far. That Breira means when it's yes and yes, the nature of the Chalos is unclear and is going to be determined retroactively. This Gemara has a different understanding of what the whole definition of Breira is. What's the whole issue of Breira? whenever you make a tanai, I say, I make a tanai if it snows, if it doesn't snow. Okay? So that's a good tanai. And yavar and asatim. But if you're making a tanai on das, amanasha yirtza abba, someone should express his opinion, his wishes, if I say, im yavar and asatim, lo yavar and echazu besechachem. So the tanai is on a maisa. If they go and they fight, then they get evayam. If they don't fight, they don't get evayam. It may be they'll have the noblest intentions in the world that they'll want to go fight, but min hashemayim yakvo yonim, that they won't let them fight. So it doesn't matter. The tanai was in Yavru, if the Megor and the Reuven actually help in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael in the Sathim. If they do, they get. If they don't, don't. But if you make a tanai that's totally in Das, that's totally in Ratzin and Yirtzeh, and there's such a concept as Bechira Chavshis, so everybody has freedom of will to decide to change his mind. So later on, when the father finds out about it, he's completely free to say whether yes or no. So it's not predetermined. It's not, you see, the Umas Ha'ilam now in psychology, a lot of them don't believe. Ruba de Ruba don't believe in Bechira Chavshis. So the Apikursim say that when the baby is born, when the baby is ready in the mother's womb, from the moment of conception, it's already Nikva.
What's going to happen?
What decision the baby will make throughout his life. Everything is already there in the mind, everything is fixed, there's no Bechira Chavshis, there's no... Everything is already decided. In case such a case will come up, will he choose to be Mechal Shabbos, will he choose not to be Mechal Shabbos, it's all there already in the computer, in the baby's mind. And we don't believe in that, we believe in Bechira Chavshis, that nothing is fixed in the baby's mind. There are some things that are, look, he can't become an Einstein. Chacham HaTipesh, see, he doesn't have the Bechira Chavshis to become a genius, if he doesn't have the Kishreinis Nit, or he doesn't have the Bechira Chavshis to go shoot an innocent person, to kill someone who's a tzaddik, or he doesn't have the Bechira Chavshis to give physical things, yeah, restricted, he doesn't have the craft to climb mountains or whatever, there are certain limitations.
But Hashem knows what we're going to do, in any case, where's the Bechira
Chavshis? That's another kasha. That's a good kasha.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Akiva points out that kasha, how called Sofri, for Rishus Nesuna. Rabbi Shalom knows everything in advance, how called Sofri. Nonetheless, Rishus Nesuna, everybody has Bechira Chavshis. Rabbi Akiva is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He saw that the Talmidim were sleeping, so he wanted to wake them up, so he made this statement that's self-contradictory. How can it be HaKol Tzofri? How can it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything in advance? Yeah. It's still HaRishus Nesuna. Is that good to Kasha? We don't know. The Rambam raises the Kasha. We don't know exactly what the answer is to that Kasha. That's not good to Kasha. So here, the Gemara and Amesicht is working with another definition of the what is the issue of Breira. It's not that there's no hen v'lav, that it's hen v'hen. It's just the suffix, what the nature of the chalais will be. From this line in the Gemara, here it's hen v'lav. Whether the Kedushin will be chal or not be chal. If the father is masking to the Shidduch, the Kedushin will be chal. Father's not masking, won't be chal. So you see from our Gemara, it's a different... The whole uptight of Breira is a different thing. When do you consider something a tanai, that you have a right to learn or not from Bregor and Reuven, that's if it's totally in a maise. If it will rain, it will not rain. In Yavru and Esatim, I give a get to the woman and I say, I give a chalitza, whatever, I give her a get and I say, the get is only valid on the condition you pay me off $500,000. If you don't pay me $500,000 within the next 5 years, the get should not be valid. So that's a tanai, that's totally in a pa'ula, not totally in the good wishes. If she'll want to give me, if you want to give doesn't help. I want the money, I don't want the good wishes, I want the actual money before I'm mamish. So a tanai is always when it's totally in snow and rain. It's totally in some pa'ula or another, but if it's totally in an expression of a das, an expression of a das is not kavua yet. That's bechira chavshis. So that's not going to be determined until later. So that's why the tanoim hold, and I say that's why they hold the embrera. You cannot say huvra dova l'mafreya. It wasn't. He didn't make up his mind yet. Now, even if he did make up his mind, he can change his mind 1,000 times till later. Till he's going to...
The fact that the
pa'ula will be spontaneous. Because if you say, if the wife will give him $1,000, she also has the option of not wanting or not wanting. So you go again, okay, you...
So then it doesn't come in.
Just a want and do it. Just a want to give it and give it.
It has to be done.
Okay.
No.
There it depends on the pa'ula, not enough on the expression.
The pa'ula depends on her power.
Okay. No, but if it depends on a pa'ula, in Yavru and a satin, in Yavru is also, they have to want to go. No, but whatever the tonight depends on a mice, so that's good tonight. That's good.
But he also, the fact that... his daughter had a beulo, it was sort of push the father to want. He wouldn't want his daughter.
Either yes to want or not to want. He may be angry.
Maybe angry. Yeah, but in general.
It's a connection with the almanac. That the father will shake my hand. So there's a bula.
That's a bula. That's tonight. That's good. Yeah.
So the question is, the bishop is not the father wanting or not wanting. Father's not doing anything. The wanting.
Right. Only wanting without a bula. Right. I'm not sure yirtzab. If the father expresses his happiness over the shidduch, then it should be good. So that's only das. There's no bula. There's only das. So that's what our Gemara holds, that that's a definition. So that was Rav Misharshi's kasha about the stira in Rav Shimon. You see, Rav Shimon is one of the Tanoim on the top line who says, Eim Breire, when I'm pouring the wine on Metzoy Shabbos. So you see, Tehle B'das Atzmo, when the one is making the Tanai, says it's up to, depends what I'm going to make up my mind on Metzoy Shabbos, Rav Shimon holds Eim Breire. And here when he says, I'm an Ashir to Abba, I'm an Ashir to Avicha, it's Tehle B'das Acherim, and he holds Yesh Breire. So the Gemara, so it's Akasha against Rav. Rav said, there's no Mokum L'chalek between them. So the Gemara says, Rava will answer that that's not the real reason for Reb Shimon on the top. Reb Shimon said, you're not allowed to rely on Breire by Hafrosh's Trumas and Mayas, not because of Ein Breire. The Yerla maybe holds Yesh Breire, but it's rather because Shema Yibaka, no. We're afraid that he may never live so long to designate, make the barrel may crack. He'll never designate which one should be Trumas and Mayas and so on.
That means he had Teva. I don't
understand the difference. What's the difference if I say, my father will agree, or my father will shake his head in acknowledgement.
If it's a pa'ula, shake his head, maybe it should be a pa'ula. I don't know.
What's the difference? In either case, it's totally in the ratzon of the person, and then, you know, Mikey, you're right. Even if he has a ratzon, there might be a physical barrier.
Yeah.
But right now, in either case, it's not determined. It's dependent upon the rule of the ratzon.
I don't know. So very strange. This the Rishonim have difficulty with this. What is it? This is not the same as what we're used to thinking about Breire and all the sugis. All the other sugis, it's hand to hand, and here it's here it's a hand to love. So that's what they come up with. They say whenever it's an issue that's totally bebchira chavshis, that's not yet determined. If you would have said amanas that your father will shake my hand, so shaking your hand is a maisa. But if he just says amanas sheyirtza abo. So Ratzin is only Bechira Chavshis, and that's not determined. We believe in Bechira Chavshis. So that's an issue of Ein Breire. That's this Sugya Breire. He'll throw a party, yeah, but that wasn't part of it tonight. Yeah, but that was...
But that's what he means. He doesn't mean the secret wish. He means what he's going, what kind of action he's going to do afterwards, because of what he's thinking.
If the Tanai would have been worded in such a way that it has to do with some activity, then it would have been a Tanai. I'm going to ask that the father should throw an engagement party or a Sheva Brachas. The father should be happy to the extent he should throw a Sheva Brachas. So then it's a Maisa. So then it would be Tanai. Then it wouldn't be an issue of bread. But if he just says, I'm going to ask Yirtza Abba, he should be satisfied.
That's
expressing satisfaction, so that's an issue, Breyer. That's how this Gemara.
Isn't that easier to be Yesh Breyer if it's in his hand?
The Gemara considers it worse, and more to say, a Breyer. I'm the one who's making the Tanai. See, what someone else, I'm an Ashi Yirtza Pliny, so that's like raining and snowing. If it's not me or you, that's a Rashi. If not one of the two Baladorim, it's a Zaitigat person. The Chosin and the Kalim, two Baladorim by the Chosin, and then the father is a side person over here. So there's so the Pashta says that you should say, Almanas, what the father should say, that should be like a rain or snow. But this Gemara, if I say Almanas, what I should do, what you should do, that's Tehle B'das Atzmo, one of the two parties. So that's more of a Svara to say that Ein Breire. Almanas, what someone else should have to say about the issue, that I should really treat like a rain or snow. So Rava said there's no chilik. Rava doesn't see any distinction. The other, and Rav Misharshi thought that there should be a distinction.
It's wine that spills after in Shabbos, and if you won't have any more to give for myself, does it mean that the table?
Yeah, turns out everything was devil. Because he only designated those droplets as Truman, and those droplets as Maiserish, and those droplets as Maisersheni, which ultimately he will pour into the container on the Torah Shabbos. So if he never did it, so nothing was ever designated, so nothing was chal. So there's no way to rectify it. Whatever he drank on Shabbos was tevel. He could be barfish on Matzoy Shabbos. Then it'll be mekana labo. Right. There's no way to be misaken. These are the cases of brera. This is brera within a tanai. When a person does a ma'isa ala tanai, tells the sofer right to get ala tanai. He makes an erve tchumen ala tanai. He's mafresh tumas and ma'isas ala tanai. He's mekadesh the isha ala tanai and ashir tzab. These are all cases of a ma'isa ala tanai. Then you have other cases of brera. The other case of brera are totally different. There's another case in an easy case. The whole topic of brera is not so easy. The whole topic of brera is not so easy. Tosis points out a lot of loose ends here. Tosis says all the svaris that the Gemara says here are not muskam l'choladeis. The Tanahirnas and Amara there, who doesn't agree with this line, with that line, with the other line. That's what Tosis shows, that everything over here is mutal machlekes. But just the outline of brera, there are three categories where we discuss brera. The one of them is by Tanai. But then there are other cases of brera. Take, for example, let's say there's a mace in a room, hamez babayis, habayis tame, whoever is in the house is tame, whoever is in the house is tame. Let's say there's a mace in this room and that both doorways are closed. So the tumah does not go out, not to this room, not to that room, the tumah is only in this room. But there is a din of seif tumah, let's say. If the roof continues there, and the roof continues here. So even though both doors are closed, if we already know which direction the Chevei Kadisha plans to take out the mace, so that's a din, either a halacha l'moshe misinai, or it's a din the rabbanon, a shayla, what the nature of the din is. It's not mechumish. Mechumish, it talks about tumas mace in the yohal mace, where the mace is, when the doors are closed. So based on the simple reading of mechumish in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, there should be no tumas mace in the adjacent rooms in the hallway. But that's either a din derabbanan, halacha l'moshe misinai, that's seif tumah lotz, it's the direction. If we already know we're going to take the mace out that way because it's closer to the exit, rather than take this way, this is too odd, so then the tumah will only be that direction. And that, if the door is closed, the tumah will not go this direction. If the door is open, so the tumah is there already.
It's one room.
But if the door is closed, that's only seif tumah lotz is that way. Let's say the doors are both closed and we decide we're going to take the mace out through the window. So then there's no tumah either way. And there's no tumah outside either, because there's no roof outside. So you don't say tachas kippas arekiya, it's not going to be a tumah. So there's tumah in the room, and there's no tumah on either side, because the seif tumah lotz is over here, fine? So then there's no problem.
I never understood the answer to that. 25 years later, he just answered that.
Okay, now you live and you learn. We got to learn some more, and we'll find out the explanation to all the stories. Okay. Yeah. That you know for sure that the Chevei Kadisha would not take the mace out that direction. Right. The Shaila is, let's say, the Chevei Kadisha will take him probably down the elevator in the front lobby. So then if the whole hallway is connected with the front lobby.
So he told him to go to the back, where the room is, to the back yard.
Well, it's not connected. Okay, that's the issue of Sof Tumulot. So the Shaila is like this.
A park,
So the shot is like this. Let's say there's a mace in the room, and Mishas Mace, the Chevei Kadisha didn't decide yet where they're going to take the mace. Chevei Kadisha is sitting here on the telephone and they're negotiating this way, that way, the other way. There's the window, to the right, to the left. And we have pots and pans over here in this hallway, pots and pans. People there, here, pots and pans there, here. And there's one day in Achrayim that Sof Tumulotis is only on Kalim, not on Adam. It's not Metami Adam, it's only Metami Kalim. We don't pass them like that in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch talks about Kohanim going in the Sof Tumulotis. Yeah. That's what you're talking about. Kohanim are not allowed to be Metami to a Sof Tumulotis. So we assume against those Achrayim. We assume, even though in the Mishnayis, every case of Sof Tumulotis goes on Kalim, it doesn't go on Adam, we assume who are the Nami Adam. That if there's an Adam in the hallway where it's Sof Tumulotis, there's also going to be Tumulotis. So let's say somebody went, or there was some Kalim there in this hallway. At the time that the Chevre didn't decide yet whether they're going to go right, left, or out the window, or helicopter, through the ceiling, whatever. They didn't make up their mind yet. And then later on, they decide they're going to go that way. And it turns out that the mace didn't go that way. But Bishas Maisa, when the person was there, the Kalim were there, it wasn't yet determined. So the Gemara says in Beitzin, in the first Perek, that's a machlokes b'shamei b'silo, whether yesh breira or ain breira. If you hold yesh breira, nobody made any tonight. We didn't make any tonight. The person was there. The kelim were there. Nobody made any tonight. But still, the Gemara says, if you hold yesh brera, so then it's huvra hadava lamafreya, that it was all along, it was oimed lotzeis that way, and it wasn't oimed lotzeis that way. So the kelim and the adam who were there never became tamei in the first place. But if you hold aim brera, so you have no right to say huvra hadava lamafreya, that it was only oimed lotzeis this way. So since it was a 50-50 or 33-33-33, out the window, to the right, to the left. So everything is a safe tomalotis.
So therefore the kelim will be tumma there, even later on it turns out that they went out the other way.
Yeah. If you hold if you hold aim brera, you cannot say huvra dol mafreya, so the kelim on both sides will become tumma. But if you hold yesh brera, then you have a right to say huvra dol mafreya, that it was only safe tomalotis to that direction where we ultimately took the mace out, in the other direction did.
Even though it was only a sopek, hold the time?
Even though it's only a suffix.
No, the room was closed.
But right now it was a suffix al shokel, suffix to malotzis to the right or to the left, right?
The suffix to malotzis
came from?
The suffix to malotzis.
There's
a stira between two Rashis and Beitza. On the side of the Gemara, they point out the stira. One Rashi says that this institution of suffix to malotzis is the Rabbanan, and one Rashi says that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Chastir Gluy in the same sifter between two Rashis. Maybe you forgot. One is around Daf Yud and one is at this in the Lamed, in the end of the Lamed. So it's a stira. So some of them are first and change his mind. So some say no, it's talking about the two cases. When I plan to take the mace out that way and somebody went over there and the door's closed, that's a Sof Tumalot, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Because I know in advance I'm going to go that way. But if it's 50-50, I didn't make up my mind this way or that way. And then it turns out I went that way, and the kelim were on that side. So that kind of self tumalot is a 50-50. That's only the Rabbanan. That's a somehow one if I remember. That's only the Rabbanan.
Where did the tumah come from?
Huh? Self tumalot is. Since there's a possibility that maybe the tumah, it's under the same roof. It's under the same roof. The only thing is that there's a mechitza. Mechitza, that's mafsik, right? So that's called a suffix of tumalot. So there's also tumah. That's Mishnah's like that. Mishnah's like that. Unless you hold yesh brera, but we hold aim brera. But if you would have held like the Tanaim who hold yesh brera, so then you say huva adol mafreya. It was only suffix tumalot all along. It was only suffix tumalot. It's that way, not this way. Why did they make it the Rabbanan? Obviously it has to be a Gzeira, yeah, because but later, ultimately, the mace will be there.
By Rabbanan we go Yesh Brera, by Sofik.
That's a good Akasha. That's a good Akasha. Even if you, that's Akasha, if you hold Sof Tumalot, this is only the Rabbanan, and we hold Yesh Brera with the Rabbanan, so how come we're Machmeh here? How come Alokha Lamaisa we Paskin Lechumer? That the both of them are Tomei. That's Akasha. So I remember the Rav gave a beer on that. He said, the din of Sof Tumalot is one day in Rashi is only the Rabbanan. Morgan Avram has the Shaila where the Sof Tumalot is the Rice of the Rabbanan. Halacha Moshe Misina the Rabbanan. So he says, the din of the Tumah Sof Tumalot is the Rabbanan. But the thing that we're being done on is a Dion de Rice. Where is the mace going to be in another hour? Wherever the mace is going to be, that's going to be a Tumah de Rice. So since the crux of the issue is where is the mace going to be? We're being done on a din deraisa. So you say aim brera with respect to a din deraisa, even regarding the ramifications that are only the rabbana. Even though the ramifications are only the rabbana, why they made the din? Take lemashal in the yeshiva, Rachmana Litzlan. In the past, when we used to have levayis in the yeshiva, big time a chacham would die, so they would announce that none of the kohanim should be in the buildings from 8 o'clock in the morning. Even though chevur kaddish wasn't going to bring the yarn until 10 o'clock. If you let them stay, that's not Sof Tumalotzis, because the mace was nowhere in the building. They didn't come in yet. But they would announce, no one should be there, they should wake up and daven in a different meeting. They shouldn't be there from 8 o'clock, because if you let them stay till 5 to 10, so then they may make a mistake and stay later also, they'll forget. So we understand why the Rabbanan probably were geizer on the Sof Tumalotzis. If we plan to remove the mace from the room, down the staircase this way, in another hour, there's going to be a Tumah Deraisa there. So we already say there's a Tumah Derabbanan now. So everybody better get out. And whatever is there, we say there's already a Tumah Derabbanan. If you say it's the Rabbanan. And the other Rashi says that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai.
Can you say Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim there?
Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Lekula. What do you mean Sofik? You don't know which way is going to be the Sof Tumah Lotzeis. It does not apply. It's a question, why not? It's a good kasha. I don't know the answer. Why shouldn't you apply the kalala of Sufik Tuma Bishu Sayachid? It should depend whether it's Bishu Sayachid. That's what he's asking. We should paskin the Shaila based on whether it's Bishu Sayachid or Bishu Sayachid. We don't. We don't paskin based on
we
that.
We don't apply it.
Why not? I don't know. It's a good question. Why don't we apply? I don't know. You've got to look it up again. Got to look it up again. So the Gemara Dan Beitza has such a similar story also. Let's say I have on Yontif, I have a chicken which I plan to shecht on Yontif. So Yontif, there's a heterach al nevish, you're permitted to shecht chickens on Yontif. So Tanegolus on Medes, Lishchita, is not mukts on Yontif. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht. There's no heterach al nevish, but on Yontif, you're allowed to. So the Tanegolus on Medes, Lachila is not mukts. What if I have a Tanegolus on Medes, Lgadl Beitzim? I have an egg farm. And every other day, the hens lay eggs. Every other day, they lay an egg. So a tanegolus hametz legadol beitzim is like a machine. That's not Michael. It's a machine that keeps on producing eggs every other day. Another egg, another egg. So that's muktzah, the Gemara says. That machine is muktzah. That tanegolus is muktzah. If it would have been tanegolus hametz lachila, it would not be muktzah, then it's eichel. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if a man bought a tanegolus, a brisa in the first perek in beitzim, a man bought a hen, and he didn't make up his mind yet whether he's going to eat it on Yontif or he's going to be Megadol Beitzim. What is he going to do with Tanegolus? So in the middle of Yontif, he makes up his mind. When he bought the Tanegolus 2 days before Yontif, he doesn't know yet what he's going to do. Middle of Yontif, he decides he's going to eat it. So then the Gemara says it depends. If you hold Yesh Bereiris, I say, Huvra Dovel Amafreya, that from the day that he bought it, it was really Oymed Lachila, and it wasn't really Muktzah. So you don't say Migdis Katzoy on Erev Yontif. It was Eichel from all along, because he didn't make up his mind. Marshal, if the person has a Tanegolus, he has an egg farm, and he has thousands of hens, and they're all Oymed Legadol Beitzim. All the hens are Oymed Legadol Beitzim, all machine, they're all Muktzah. So in the middle of Yontif, he decides all of a sudden he wants to shecht one of the hens. So that doesn't help to change your mind in the middle of Yontif. All the hens are Muktzah. So I say, Migdis Katzoy de Ben Ashmashes, it's going to remain Muktzah at Seif Ayoyim. But here, it's not that it was always Oymed Legadol Beitzim. He didn't know yet what he's going to do. He bought a Tanegolus. He didn't make up his mind yet. He was undecided. Then, in the middle of Yontif, he decides. So the Gemara says, it depends. If you hold Yesh Breirah, then Zokman Huva, Dovel Amafreya. That's what it was, that he bought it really L'Shem Achila. He himself wasn't sure. It's not that we are being Mevara now. It's not that we had a Sofik, what the Metzias now. The Metzias was that it was Mutav Sofik. But still, if you hold Yesh Breira, I say it's Oymed Legadol, it's Oymed Lachila. Oymed Lachila. But if you hold Ein Breira, then you can't say that it's Oymed Lachila. So that's Daima the Daima, that's the same as the Seif Tumalot says. By Seif Tumalot says, the Dion is the Mace Oymed to go that way? Or is the Mace Oymed to go that way? Is the Mace Oymed to, which way is it Oymed to? So I didn't make up, the Chevy Kaddisha didn't make up their minds. And the one who bought the chicken, the one who bought the hen didn't make up his mind yet. But nonetheless, if you hold Yesh Breiris, and then I declare, Huva Adol Amafreya, we consider it that it was Oymed Lachila from the beginning, and we say it was Oymed Seif Tumalotzis, it was Oymed, the mace was Oymed to go out that way from the beginning, if you hold Yesh Breiris. That's a case of Yesh Breiris, Ein Breiris has nothing to do with tonight. Nobody made any tonight. So Taisus says that Taisus says in a few Masechtos there's room to say that in that case I hold Ein Breira, but if you make a Tanaya, Tanaya is Parshas Bnei Godim Neiruven. You should learn out everything from Parshas Bnei Godim Neiruven. I should learn anything that I made it tonight would be good. Breira, I did tonight. There's no room to say that Yesh Breira, as opposed to these cases where no Tanaya was made at all. And what's the relationship? What's the connection whatsoever? It means if you hold Yesh Breira by the Seif Tumalotzis and by the Tanegolus Hametz Lachila versus Hametz Legadol Beitzim, if you hold that I label it, Igloyim Milsalem Afreya, that I label it, oh, I see all along it was Oymed, I call it Oymed Lekach, I call it Oymed Lekach, then there's room to say that this is the same as any other tonight. But if you hold Ein Breira, you don't label it as Oymed Lekach, then there's room to argue the point and say that this is a different kind of a tonight. That's what the Gemara suggested. Taisus says it's not Mukhrach, there's a Mokhim Godel Achalek, and half of the Tanoim distinguish between the cases. But that's what the Gemara made a loose association. That one issue should depend on the other. That's a case like this. If I have an egg farm, and I have thousands of hens, and they're all Oymed Legadl Beitzim. So they're all Mukhtzim. Then in the middle of Yontav, I change my mind. So you can't say, I say, Migris Katzoyde Ben Hashmash, so it's going to remain Mukhtzim. You can't say, well, since I changed my mind, Huvadol Mafreya. No! I've been in the business for a long time already, for days, weeks, months. They're all Oymed Legadl Beitzim. So if I change my mind in the middle of Yontav, that's not going to work retroactively. It's only going to work in Kana Labo. But if I bought a Tanagurlis and I didn't make up my mind yet what I'm going to do with the Tanagurlis, and then the Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Breire, then I can say, that in the middle of Yontav, I can make up my mind, Lachila. Tanagurlis should be Lachila, so then I can have the right to say, that it was always Oymed Lachila and was never Mukta to begin with. It
looks like the fate of the chicken was predetermined. I didn't know what's going to be.
State of the chicken. No, again. No. We just call it Oymed Lachila. Oymed. Is it safe to
Malach?
Is it Oymed? As labeling. The fate was not determined.
Oh,
but do you label it? Do you say retroactively that you see it was Oymed Lachila? You see it was Oymed. It was Oymed because ultimately Lebesov, the tumor went that way. So should we now declare that it was Sof Tumah Lotus that way and it wasn't Sof Tumah Lotus this way? Nobody made the decision before. We didn't know. No one was even thinking about it before. The man died. The Chevron Kaddisha didn't even think about it till an hour after he died. He died in the room.
Every chicken remember the sheen. After he does it in the egg, it's going to eventually.
No.
Eventually, what do you do with a chicken?
Some people hold chickens lachila.
Yeah.
When you go to Empire Farms, they're not Oymed Legadl Beitzim. They're all Oymed Lachila. They shecht all the. They grow them, hayrasam, but hayrasam is Oymed Lachila. They're absolutely not Oymed Legadl Beitzim. Okay.
No.
Empire, they're all Oymed Lachila. They're all Oymed Lachila. But if you have other places, the ones that they share. But if you have an egg farm, so all the hens are Oymed Legadl Beitzim until they reach a certain age, and then you share it, then you change it. Then the Gemara has a third category. There are three categories of a discussion of Breira. The one category simply is, do you label it as Oymed Lekach Mitchila by Seif Tumalotzeis and by the Oymed Lachila? And the other category is the Tanai. Then there's a third category, which is neither here nor there, a different case. But it depends on the first case, by the Seif Tumalotzeis. And that the Gemara brings up over here. We're going to read the Gemara in a minute, but just to go in logical order, about the seventh line from the top, 2, 4, 5, 6 line from the top. Ha'achim shechok lukuchas heim or Yorshim heim. Rabbi Yechanan's memo. What's the issue? The father owns a lot of property. A lot of karkois, a lot of metalkum, a lot of money, whatever. The father dies and he has many Yorshim. So we have to make a chalukas ha'ashutfi. So let's say he has a hotel in Miami, he has a hotel in Florida. Miami's in Florida.
Yeah.
Has a hotel in Miami, has a hotel in California, has a hotel in the Catskill. So he has three hotels. Each one is shoved to shove. And all the three children are equal. No p'chor, everybody's equal. So I'm going to get one hotel, you're going to get one hotel, he's going to get one hotel. We have to draw lots. We're going to divide out, we're going to decide peacefully. With lots, without lots. So when we decide, I'm going to take the hotel in California, you're going to take the hotel in Miami, he's going to take the hotel in the mountains. So can anybody say that it's Hoover Hadovala Mafreya? That from the minute, while the father was alive, the hotel belonged to me. That's upgrade. While the father was alive, he still owns the hotel. Can you say Hoover Hadovala Mafreya that the second the father died, this hotel belongs to me? We didn't make the haluk, and no one's going to say it's a glory Muslim Mafreya. When you say Yesh Breir, it's a glory Muslim Mafreya, that's when he made it tonight. When he made it, Shnei Lugan Shani Yosel Lahafrish, then Rab Meir holds it, Loi Muslim Afreya. That it was Chav, but he didn't make it tonight. The father died, nobody made any time. So no one's going to say, it's a Loi Muslim Afreya, Zeru Chelka Hamagia Mishor Rishayna Lekach, that I, from the minute the father died, this was mine. From the minute the father died, that's yours. No one's going to say like that. Everybody's masking that when the father dies, it's owned by the Tfusas Habayis. That's the Lashon HaMishnah in the end of Chavis. Tfusas Habayis, they all own it together. It's shutvis, but it's a special shutvis. When you have yorshim, we call it tusabais. When you have shutvis, it's shutvis. Yorshim is a special, an estate. What does it mean an estate? All is owned by all. You see, let's say we're shutfim in a business. I own 60%, you own 40%. I own whatever, 20%, you own 80%, or 50-50, whatever. So it means the 50 that I own, you don't own. The 50 that you own, I don't own. We just haven't designated which is your 50, which is my 50. But each one has a share. But Tzvus and Sabai is a different word. The halacha, the machaninus, the halacha. All together, it's like a corporation. Everybody owns everything. Okay. Not so familiar, but that's it. That's it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Okay. I'm talking like that. So the Mishnah calls it Tzvus and Sabai. The Mishnah calls it Tzvus and Sabai. So when the father dies and he leaves the three hotels and he has three Yarshim, and it takes him a year till they decide who's going to get what, and finally after Shlognazach and after Girl and whatever, they divide it. So it's only Mikan al Abod that this is my hotel and that's your hotel. No one's going to say that it's a Gloy Muslim affair. Does anybody require, originally before we decided this is mine, that's yours and that's his, before we decide everything belongs to everybody with a Tzvus Abayis. Now after we decide this is mine, so it's only mine, you no longer own it, and you no longer own it. Your hotel, I don't have a shaykhus with it. In his hotel, no one else has a shaykhus. So what were we makna to each other? We made a kinyan, a makna to you, you this gave one. A suda to me. You gave me a handkerchief, never heard, you need a suda, just make a chaluka. You don't have to have a haknoe. Then I makna to you, the chelik that I had, and your makna to him, your chelik, and everybody's makna. You don't need a haknoe, you don't need a maisa kinyan. You make a chalukah and mikana labod. This is mine, and the other thing doesn't belong to me. But the Tanoim and the Amoraim had a machlekes. Is it necessary to have a das makna? Is it necessary to have a das makna? Let's say the father dies and he only has ein einzige zun. So there's nothing to discuss. Yesh breir, ein breir. He's the lucky winner. There's only one person. He's the only one. So of course he gets everything immediately. So when how does the son get the Yerusha? That's the din of Yerusha. The father dies, it goes to Yerusha to the son. The father dies, it goes to Yerusha to the three sons, it's Tzvus Abayis. You don't need a kinyan. But the shaila is, when they make the chalukah later, and we say, this hotel belongs to you only, this hotel belongs to me, that hotel belongs to him, how did I lose my ownership on your hotel? How did you lose your ownership on my hotel? Do you say, yesh breirah? That's the language that the Gemara says. Do you say yesh breirah? It's huvra, this is the yesh breirah, like the seftum alot says, nobody made it tonight. The father died, nobody made any tonight. The father didn't make a tonight before he died. The urchin didn't make a tonight. Do you say huvra dovel amafreya, that from the minute the father died, the hotel in Miami is aiming to belong to me, and the hotel in the mountains is aiming to belong to you, and the hotel in California is aiming to belong to him? Do you say, or do you not say Emid Lakach? In my Nafkemina, in Seftum, a lot is Chapta Nafkemina. In Tanya Gerlis, I met as Legal Beit and Chapta Nafkemina. What's a Nafkemina over here? So the Gemara says, yeah, Nafkemina. If you can say Yesh Breire, that it's Huvra Dovel Mafreya, Mikenzog, and you can label it that hotel was aimed to be yours, then the Hilchas Yerusha accomplished two things. That when the minute that the father dies, it goes to the Tzvus Abayis. But at that time it was already, later on at the end of the year, it turns out it was Eimed Lekach that is going to be yours. So I say, and since at the time of the father's death, it was labeled as Eimed Lekach that is going to be yours, so the Hilchas Yerusha declare two things, that at the moment of the father's death, it's Tzvus Abayis to all of us. And Likishe Yachloiku Lacha Shona, after we make it, so the Misas HaMorish accomplishes in Hilchas Yerusha that hotel goes to you. And this hotel that was Eimel Lekach from the Shas Misa, that it was Eimel Lekach that is going to be mine, goes to me, and the third hotel goes to him. If you hold the Embrere, you don't label it Eimel Lekach. So the Hilchas Yerusha set in at the moment of death. The father died, it became Tzvus Abayis. What are you going to say? Now, it was never, nothing was Eimel to anything. You can't say Huva Dawad Mafrei, Embrere. You don't say it's Eimel Lekach. You're going to say a year later, we finally made up that you're going to get that hotel. So Hilchas Yerusha evaporated already. The father died a year ago. What are you going to say?
Chazaka said in.
No.
What Chazaka?
The house of the hotel.
What do you mean the Chazaka?
Somebody gets a Chazaka.
All the three brothers own all the three hotels. The Shutas Tzabayis.
Yes.
And then after
then
a year,
they decide.
And then a year then later, they decide I'm going to get
what
this.
What from the corporation? They so took in the beginning.
No, at the time of death, they're all mechazokim on everything. That's the halacha of Tzvus Abayis. It's talking the afkamina between plain shutfis and Tzvus Abayis is an afkamina for Hilchas Muchzok in the first daf from Bav Metzia. Tzvus Abayis in the end of Bav Basra. Tzvus Abayis is more of a muchzok than stam.
Didn't we learn by shutfis? if two partners are partners in a field, it's not that each one holds a full partner and a half a field. Each one is a half a partner in the whole field.
No. What he owns, I don't own. What I own, he doesn't own. Tus Habayis
is different.
Everybody only by Yerusha, Tus Habayis. Everybody owns everything. That's not relevant for Isaac. This happens to be that it's Tus Habayis, but that's not relevant for the story of Brera. That's time I explained what it was. So here, the Gemara analyzes like this. Nachamal, at the time that the father died, it goes by Yerusha to all three. The din of Yerusha is a din that the Mominus goes over without Kinyonim. Balkorchoi of Yerush, there's no way you can be makna something to me Balkorchi. You can't give a matana, you can't force a matana down my throat if I don't matana. The only time you have a kinya balkorch is by Yerusha. Pishnaim doesn't go balkorch. The Bechor says he doesn't want his nish, because he says losses lo pishnaim is considered like a matana. Matana karachmona. Ma matana, he has to be maskim. If the Bechor says he's mevater, Bechor is viter. He doesn't say he doesn't want the pishnaim, doesn't get. But the chelik apshitas, the Rebbe's son gets, he gets it balkorch. That's the din of Yerusha. Yerusha means when the Morish, when the rich uncle dies, whenever the Morish dies, then the Hilchus Yerusha said in that the Yerushim get it whether they like it or not. They become Baila. But the Shaila is, the Hilchus Yerusha said in at the moment of death. The moment of death, we didn't decide yet who's going to get what. We were pilfering for a year, and then we decided you're going to get A, I'm going to get B, he's going to get C. So the Hilchus Yerusha cannot apply anymore now. The man died a year ago. So if you hold Yesh Breire, like by the case of the chicken, the hen, that we say it's a Gloyim Muslim Afreya, that it was Oymed Le'achila, or like the Seif Tumalotzis, we say it's a Gloyim Muslim Afreya, that it was Oymed Seif Tumalotzis, it was Oymed the Mace, was Oymed to go in that direction, not in this direction. So here too we say, it's a Gloyim Muslim Afreya, that hotel was Oymed to Israel, just like Metaltalim in Eretz, if I sell an automobile, I don't get it back when it comes Yovel. So too, if I sell real estate in America, I don't get it back when it comes Yovel. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Erechim. Karkoy Shebuchutz Lorz, Arkim Metaltalim Domi. That's what one of the tour quotes from one of the Goinim, that there's a din Einish Boim Ala Karkoy. So it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, because Karkoy Shebuchutz Lorz, Arkim Metaltalim Domi. And the din of there's no Shvu'e on Karkoy. That's the Pashto says, we do not accept that opinion. The Gemara just meant Karkoy Shebuchutz Lorz, Adinim Kemetaltalim vis-a-vis Yovel. That the din of Yovel only no Gate Naron. And Eretz Yisrael, if it's a Stei Achuzo, there's a Stei Mikne and a Stei Achuzo. And Chutz Lorz, there's no Stei Achuzo. There's no Stei Achuzo means that Yerusha from the days of from Yeshua Ben Nun, where they made the Chalukah Sorry. So there's no Chalukah, there was no Chalukah Chutz Lorz. There's no concept of Stei Achuzo. So the Gemara says, Karkoy Shebuchutz Lorz, are not subject to the laws of Yovel, that you should go back to Yovel, just like Metaltalim is not subject. But the Gemara didn't mean that Karkoy Shebuchutz Lorz, Adinim Kemetaltalim and Kol HaTarakula. The Pashto certainly is not like those guys. We don't pass like those guys.